Visit to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
No, Beaver left his school books down here, and I was looking over his homework.
Huh.
Listen to this. The Pilgrims were men in big hats who made freedom in America by killing Indians.
Sounds like you took the Indians' point of view, doesn't it? Listen, where are the boys? I got a surprise for them.
They're upstairs. What's the surprise?
Hey, boys!
What's the surprise?
Oh, well, Fred Rutherford had reservations up at Shadow Lake. It's a real great place. Rustic, you know, cabins, trout stream, everything. Anyway, he was going to have to cancel his reservation, so I took him over.
Oh.
We'll leave tonight and get in a full weekend of fishing. Be great for the boys. Hey, boys! Boys!
Okay, Dad.
I lost the shoe!
What's the matter?
Well, dear, if we leave tonight, I won't have a chance to buy any clothes.
Dear, we're going up to the woods. You just wear old clothes.
But none of my old clothes are right for this time of year.
June.
Did you call us, Dad?
Yeah.
Gee, Dad, we weren't doing anything.
Fellas, I got a surprise for you. Start packing. We're leaving tonight right after dinner.
Leaving?
Where are we going?
For Shadow Lake. We're all going up there and spend the weekend camping and fishing.
Gee, Dad, do we have to go?
Yeah, this is the last weekend Jungle Fever's playing at the Olympic.
We got it. I've told you boys about all the fun I used to have when I was your age. You know, camping, hiking in the woods. You're always after me to take you.
Well, gee, Dad, Jungle Fever's a real neat picture. There's all these women soldiers, and they throw these bunch of guys to alligators.
Dad, couldn't we go some weekend when the movies are closed?
Now, look, fellow, Shadow Lake's a wonderful place. I guarantee we'll have a lot of fun. Anyway, do you fellas good to get away from those comic books and movies and all that ready-made entertainment.
Yeah, but gee, Dad, I promised Eddie and all the guys I'd go to the movies with them.
Yeah, and Lyman Dell's coming over, and we're going to trade comic books.
Boys, you can do all those things anytime. Right now, we're all going up to Shadow Lake, and we're going to have a wonderful time, okay?
Well, okay, if we have to.
Okay. Dad, can I take my comic books along? In case it rains or something. I guess it won't rain.
Well, all right, I'm forcing them to go. But it's for their own good. They shouldn't spend every weekend at the movies or hold up in their rooms with a comic book. They ought to be exposed to the kind of things I did when I was a boy. Get out in the open, fish, camp.
But that was a little bit different, dear. You lived out in the country.
June, believe me, once they get up there, they're going to have a wonderful time.
Wish they were as sure of that as you are.
Cabin number 12.
Take it easy, Beave.
Dear, couldn't we have asked somebody at the lodge to help with these things?
Oh, come on, dear. This is country living.
You got it, Beave?
Can I help you?
Thanks a lot.
We're 6,200 feet up. Just get a breath of that air.
Yeah, it kind of smells like when Larry washes his dog.
That's
the ferns and the wet leaves, Beaver. Dad, rain up here.
Hey, Dad, what time do you think we'll get through fishing tomorrow?
I don't know. Why?
Well, I was just wondering if we'd get back in time to see Jungle Fever.
Well, I don't think so, Wally. It took us 4 hours to get up here.
Yeah, and an hour for your mother to find the right old clothes.
It sure is spooky.
Where are the lights, dear?
Look, Wally, there's a lamp going out of a deer's foot.
Hot dog, Beaver, there's no bathtub.
Well, it's rustic.
Hey, Wally. Look at the funny switch. It's got wires.
All switches have wires in them, Beaver. That's what lets the electricity through.
Hey, Dad, look at that old lantern.
Yeah, that's been converted from kerosene.
Did the kerosene go through wires too, Dad?
I've just seen the kitchen. There's a pump in the sink.
No fooling. I remember that when I was a kid. Grandma used to have one. Oh, guys, we're going to have a great time.
Well, sure, Dad. Come on, Beef. Let's go see the pump.
Hey, dear, I thought we could take the bedroom and let the boys sleep in here, huh?
Ward, I hope the boys have a good time, but, you know, this is all sort of new to them.
Oh, sure they're going to have a good time. How could boys not have fun in a place like this?
Watch it, Wally!
Pumps are real neat, but they're sure hard to get a drink of water out of.
Well, guys, we're going to get up early in the morning. I'll fix breakfast. Then we're going to go down and rent a boat and go fishing. How's that sound?
Well, gee, that sounds real neat, Dad.
Yeah, I'll help you with those, dear.
Thank you.
Hey, Dad, where's the wall heater? It's getting kind of cold.
They don't have wall heaters up here in the woods, Wally. This old pot-bellied stove will keep the place warm all night.
Yeah? Switch it on, Dad.
You don't switch it on, Beaver. You build a fire in it.
Right there, it's pot-belly?
Dear, if you're going to build a fire, will you do it? It's getting late. We're all getting cold.
The wood box must be outside somewhere. Come on, fellas.
Don't get lost, and don't let any bears eat you.
Oh, don't worry. We're out of season.
Oh. Well, no bears got us, Mom.
Good. What took you so long?
Well, we found the firewood all right, but we had to break up some kindling.
Oh, you don't need kindling. Did you light it with this?
Oh, no. The pilgrims didn't use lighter fluid, did they, Beaver?
Well, I don't know. But I think they just killed Indians.
Ooh, that's going to be nice.
Oh, when I was your age, a whole bunch of us used to go on camping trips together. We'd build up a roaring fire at night, sit around it, sing. Nita, Juanita, ask thy soul if we should part.
Gee, Dad, why would you sing goofy songs like that?
I don't know, Beaver, I guess to keep the mountain lions away.
Come on, Beef. What side of the bed do you want to sleep on?
I got the side towards the wall.
I wish I'd brought my flashlight.
Oh, dear. They're just tired.
Hey, Wally. What makes it do that?
Oh, it's the flames jumping around. They're magnified.
What's magnified?
Well, you know, like at school when you're looking through a microscope at bugs.
Well, we don't have any bugs in third grade. Just pictures of them. You know, it looks like a bunch of guys fighting.
Well, I don't know. To me, it looks like a
bunch of pirate ships rocking in a storm.
And all those guys fighting. You can even hear them shooting at each other.
Well, that could be the cannons on the pirate ships.
You know, this is almost as good as television. You don't know how it's going to end. Hey, Wally, what would you do if you met a bear in the woods?
Well, I don't know. I'd probably stick my hand down his throat and then grab him by the tail and turn him inside out.
So what if he couldn't reach his tail?
I don't know. I'd probably grab him by the liver.
Hey, Wally, here comes the bear.
Hey, boys! Hey, quiet down. We're all tired. We've got a big day ahead of us tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Boys! Boys?
All right, everybody up. Time for breakfast. Big day ahead of us.
I'm afraid they're gone. Nowhere around.
Well, they left us a note. Dear Mom and Dad, we got up, but you were asleep, so we took the hike with ourselves. If we get back before you get up, you don't have to read this. Your son, Beaver. Wally, too.
Ward, you know, I don't like this. Here they are off in that woods all by themselves, or they might get lost.
Oh, there's nothing to worry about. They're just off in the woods having fun like I used to. Probably found some animal tracks or bird's nest. All kinds of things to keep a kid occupied in the woods for hours at a time.
Well, I know that, but they haven't had their breakfast yet. I think you ought to go out there and see if you can find them.
All right. All right.
Hey, Mom! Dad! Go!
Oh, hi, Dad. Hey, Mom, we had a real neat hike.
Sure did.
Yeah, well, why didn't you wake me up? I was going to go, too.
Well, gee, Dad, we didn't want to wake you up without your permission.
Yeah, and you were asleep, so we couldn't get your permission.
Well, where'd you boys go?
Well, we took a real neat hike through some real thick woods.
Yeah?
Yeah. And then we discovered something.
What did you discover?
Well, we discovered a whole great big town.
Yeah, it's got parking meters and a supermarket, a drive-in theater and everything.
Well, I guess the place has grown up a little. Well, you must be hungry. You didn't have any breakfast.
Well, sure we did, Dad.
Yeah, we had hamburgers and soda in the drugstore. And we bought some real new comic books. And the man from the lodge brought us back in a bus.
Yeah. Boy, this sure is a neat camping place, Dad.
Yeah. Well, would anyone care for some scrambled eggs and Canadian bacon?
I would.
You go ahead and eat. We want to read the comic books. Come on, Wally.
Dear, would you like to go fishing with us?
Oh, I don't think so. If there's a town close, I think I'll find a place and have my hair done. I don't want to look a mess if we should run into anyone we know.
Here's some lunch, Dad.
Okay.
Hey, mister, don't you got any boats with outdoor motors on them?
Well, over on the big lake, that new place, they got speedboats. This is just for fishing. How long do you expect to be out?
Well, we're going to stay out till we catch some fish.
Well, now, if you just stay between that big tree and that marker out there, I wouldn't be surprised if you caught two or three.
Gee, thanks, mister.
Hey, mister, if I fall in, is it all right to go swimming?
Son, you got my permission.
Come on, guys, let's go.
I see you brought your own tackle. Most folks rent them from us.
Yeah, we prefer to use our own.
Yeah, well, Dad says most of the stuff you rent is a bunch of junk.
Fine, fine.
Well, you think we ought to still fish or troll?
Well, they get them all ways up here.
Well, come on, guys, let's go.
Thank you. Dad, can I oar out?
I think you better let me take her out, Beaver. After we get out there, then you can oar it. Be down pretty deep. This water's kind of muddy.
Hey, Dad. How come you and Wally don't have floaters on your lines, Dad?
Well, we've done a little more fishing than you have. We can tell when we've got hold of something just by instinct.
When I get instinct, can I take my floater off?
Sure you can, Beaver.
You don't talk so loud, Beaver. You'll scare all the fish away.
You boys glad you came?
Boy, we sure are, Dad.
You know, when I was your age, my brother and I used to fish like this all day. Just drifting and fishing.
Gee, Dad, didn't you even have to go to school?
Well, I mean on Saturdays and after school.
Well, gee, Dad, after school, didn't you have to go to dancing school and basketball practice? Get your teeth straightened and that kind of junk?
Wally, I guess I didn't have all the advantages you kids have.
Hey, Dad, when are we going to start catching some fish?
I'd say that depends on when the fish start getting hungry.
I hope we didn't come between meals.
Hey, Beaver, there goes your line.
Oh, my God, I got a fish!
Take it easy, Beaver. Go in.
Yeah, give him some line, Beaver. Give him some line.
I'm not going to give him anything. I just want to get him in the boat.
Beaver, don't reel it in when he's trying to run. Let him go. All right, now reel him in.
Yeah, boy, Beaver.
Boy, he's almost as big as a shark.
Hey, how many is that, Dad?
Let's make six of them. All pretty good size, too. I haven't had to throw one of them back.
Boy, that man sure told us a neat place. Hey, what are you doing, Beav?
I want to look at my bait.
What do you keep checking your bait for?
Well, I want to know, if I was a fish, would it look good enough to eat?
That is stayed, Beaver. Either one of you guys want another sandwich?
No, thanks, Dad.
No, thanks, Dad. You know, Dad, a lot of the fun of fishing, well, it isn't fishing. It's sitting around with the other guys saying nothing.
Well, that's one way of looking at it, Beaver.
Yeah. And you know, Dad, if I'm going to sit around and say nothing, well, I'd rather do it with guys like you and Wally.
You fellas are really having a good time, huh?
Boy, we sure are, Dad. Hey, I got one.
Not so fast, Wally. Give him some line. Even him. Crank him in. Here, I'll help you.
That's okay, Beam. I can handle him.
Now, just a little bit more that way, and then we can get him in the boat.
We were out 3 hours.
Well, that's $3 for the boat and a buck apiece for the fish.
Dollar apiece for the fish?
I thought you knew. The lodge stocks the pond and we got this end fenced off. Costs us more than a buck apiece to put those fish in there. Just do it for the convenience of the guests.
They got the fish all fenced up so they can't get out?
Got it closed both ends.
Well, gee, I thought we were really out there doing some fishing.
Just a pond full of fish, huh?
Well, you know how it is, mister. People come up for the weekend, spend a lot of money, They're in a hurry to enjoy themselves. They don't want to spend all day fishing.
No. Well, here you are.
Well, come up anytime. The fish will be here. I'll get you change.
Well, gee, Dad, all the time we were having such a good time. Well, I don't know if we were having fun or not.
Yeah. Now I kind of feel sorry for the fish.
Well, at least we had the fun of sitting out there not saying anything, didn't we?
Yeah, sure. Here, you want to carry him, Dad?
All right.
Huh? Here's your change. Oh, I can clean them for you. 2 bits of fish.
No, thanks. I think that's one pleasure the boys have coming to them.
Come on, fellas.
Nice-looking fish.
Sure they are. It's the way we caught them that spoiled it.
Oh, I don't think it spoiled it for the boys.
Well, I do. It's kind of rough thinking you're out fishing, really accomplishing something, and find out they've practically been hanging the fish on your hook. Kind of like making the football team, then finding out the coach owed your dad money.
Dear, I don't think that bothered the boys too much.
No. Not a very nice lesson for kids to find out there are people in the world who'll even take advantage of a fish.
Mm-hmm. Dear, why don't we all go up to the lodge and have supper?
That might be a good idea. Where are the boys?
You know, I think some of your outdoor spirit rubbed off on them. They went up over that hill about 20 minutes ago with your field glasses.
They did. Hey, that's some moon, huh? Probably went up to the salt lick to watch for deer. I think I'll walk up that way and just see if I can find them.
All right. While you're gone, I'll put a dress on. Well, anyway, I'm glad I had my hair done.
Hey, look, Bee. It's real sharp.
Yeah, it sure is all right.
What are you looking at, guys?
It's over there, Dad.
Well, it's a drive-in movie.
Yeah, you can almost read their lips. It's Jungle Fever.
Yeah. Gee, Dad, do we gotta go back now?
Well, fellas, I don't think you... All right, I guess you can watch for a little while. It'll take your mother a few minutes to get dressed for dinner.
Gee, thanks, Dad.
Give me the glasses, Wally. I think this is the part where they throw the guys to the alligators.
Well, it's probably a good thing we're leaving early. Give the boys a chance to do something when we get home.
I'm sorry, dear. Things didn't turn out the way you hoped they would.
Well, I thought they'd have fun doing the kind of things I did when, you know, when I was their age. But I guess you can't wrap your childhood up in a package and give it to your kids.
Well, dear, I suppose things have changed a little bit. Today, they're fun and... Well, it's more organized.
Boy, is it ever. What with drive-in movies and comic books and fish at a dollar a head, a boy has a hard time having any fun on his own anymore.
Hey, Dad!
Hey, Mom! Dad, just wait! What are you packing for? Going home so soon?
Well, your father thought you'd be anxious to get back.
Well, gee, no. We found a bunch of logs, and we're going to tie them together and make a raft.
Yeah, and there's a desert island out in the middle of the lake. We figured we could take our lunch over there and pretend we were pirates.
Yeah, do you want to come along, Dad?
No, you guys go ahead. I think I've been sort of neglecting your mother since we've been up here.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Wally, instead of pirates, let's be Marines.
Okay.
Why didn't you go with them, dear? You'd have had as much fun as they would.
Oh, they're better off without me. I'd have wound up building a raft for them that would really work and ruined their whole day.
I suppose so. See, what about those fish? Shall we have them for lunch?
You know, they might look a lot better today. Thank you.
Thank you.